Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Thank you, Sam. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, good to see everyone. A big hand clap to the worship team. Thank you, worship team. Hallelujah. Yeah, say hi to your neighbor. Greet, don't shake hands. All right. Some of you didn't sanitize. All right. But thank you for your giving, okay? That sanitizer is not from the hotel. Glory be to God. Okay, very soon we shall also begin to buy you masks. When you come, just pick a mask and you enter. Glory be to God. Yeah, but on a serious note, thank you for your giving. Amen. Yeah, we are able to be around. Hallelujah. Okay, thank you so much. And may God bless you. Glory be to God. May God what? Yes, I look forward to the day when we shall be collecting a lot of money. All right? Yeah, then we shall. Okay? Glory be to God. The worship team, I think I'll tell all of them, as in leave whatever you're doing, how much do you want per month? You know, eh? Of course, when that happens, it also means that at 9 a.m., you'll have to be at church. Glory be to God. Okay, you don't do anything and just, chill at home and you wait for, okay? But, yeah. But I believe that in any church, some worship team members should be full-time. Glory be to God. So that they don't have to, so that they can, You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. It is good there are some key jobs in the church which need people to be full-time. So that the concentration, the focus, the consecration unto God, okay? And when that happens, it's easier for people to discern the will of God and, to serve the Lord in spirit. Glory be to God. Now, last Sunday, we talked about John the Baptist, and John the Baptist called people to repentance. You remember? You know that, eh? Okay? John the Baptist's message was telling people to prepare the way for the Lord, to bear fruits worthy of repentance, okay? Lest they are, remember the axe is already at the roots of the trees. Every tree that doesn't bear fruit, okay, is going to be cut down and thrown into the fire. All right, so we say that we should be like John the Baptist. Number one, of course, it starts with us, eh? We should live lives that are worthy of repentance. And secondly, we should go forth and tell whoever we love, even those we don't love, that man. Okay, especially, first and foremost, Christians. Okay, because Christians think that when we accepted the Lord in our second year, university, that Chagua. All right. However, when you read the scriptures, you realize that actually, yes, Chagua, it's true. However, you have to live like Chagua. Do you understand? Eh? Okay. Faith with works. Eh? Your faith in God is evidenced by your actions, your works, your behavior. Glory be to God. If there's no good fruit, it probably means you actually departed from the Lord. You're just offering lip service. Okay? And the God who knows your heart knows that one is not mine. Hallelujah. So we're supposed to be like John the Baptist, okay? And you remember John the Baptist came in the spirit and power of Elijah, okay? So he came to prepare the way for the first coming, and Elijah, or the spirit of Elijah, is coming again, okay, to again prepare the way for the Lord. And how is he going to prepare the way for the Lord? By preaching repentance. Hallelujah. Okay. Okwegarukam. Is that so? Okay. There are those guys anyway. Okay. Repentance. Amen. What? Repentance. And repentance just means to turn. Okay. You're going left. Turn and go left. Repentance doesn't necessarily mean to tell God all the sins you committed since January 1st. Okay? Yeah. You tell God, please forgive me, yes. However, you turn and you do the right stuff. Hallelujah. Amen? By the way, this message, these things are very simple and they are easy to be ignored. But they could be the most serious things in the Bible. Hallelujah. Okay, before you talk about principles of success. Okay, those are the things guys want to hear, okay? The corporate, you know, principles of success. How to what? How to be Miss Right, yeah? You know, I know things are good, However, the most important thing, because you can succeed and you end up in hell. Not and, but you end up in hell. Okay? Jesus said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world? Okay? But loses his soul. Eh? You gain the whole world. Okay? You succeed. Okay, but you what? you lose your soul. Hallelujah. Okay, when I looked at you, I remembered there is a. It's possible that there's a. But don't take my word. All right, but think about it. It's possible that you could. There's a. But these things are what? Are sad. There are some guys or a guy. This guy is departed from God. And when I look back, anyway, you know, so I'm not talking about Elvis, you know, that one you all know, and I don't have to say some guys. That one I just say his name. So, how should I start this? Okay. You see, so dreams came to some people and me and some other people about, you know, this. Then when they began coming, I was like, maybe they, you know, it's not true, right, you know. However, then anyway, now random people began to get them also. And I realized, So then I began to look back. And I remembered when one of them began to call up what? People in LAT and giving them what? Prophecies. So when I looked back, I was like, all these prophecies were fake. But they were just meant to, because, you know, like they know, for example, if you prophesy to Pastor Moses and you say, I had a dream, you know, most probably Pastor Moses will say, come, let's meet and you tell me more about it. And most probably, you know, because of the history, you know that he will give you what? A 200K, you know, Hey, thank you so much, you know, So I realized that this guy is what? Were giving one of the people who received a prophecy was my wife. Okay, she was called up. Hey, I had a dream when you owned a mall. You know, you owned a mall. And why, you know? So my wife came home excited. What? This one, so what? You know, we're going to own a mall, you know. And you're like, you know. Yeah? Then I remembered yours also. They called you once. Yeah? And they told you what? You go, yeah? The biggest contract in East Africa, eh? And if I understand well, you were linked up. Anyway, you know, eh? Then who else? Someone else was what? Anyway, you know, eh? Anyway, it is sad, eh? So it became a what? Just a money thing. But at that time I thought it was just money. Maybe life is tight. Eh? So, you know, people have to kuyia obulamu, you know. Yeah, but then, man, now, dangerous dreams began to come to the effect that if you have anything to do with those guys, just scatter for your life. Eh? All right? Yeah, but where were we? Where did you? Huh? Okay. then, where were we? Yeah. Anyway, I would say more about that. Eh? I was even called, I was also called during what? COVID. Eh? Okay. And they gave me a stupid dream because for some reason these guys want me to be in there. What? To be with them. Eh? And I've always been curious. Eh? It seems they want to use me. Okay. So yeah, waving with what? You know, eh? So one of them now, again, you just made up things to what? They call me, actually, when they call, I don't pick. But a dream came on my phone. I had a dream. The lockdown had ended. And I saw you standing in church and saying that I had a dream. The Lord is going to bless me for having taken care of his children during the lockdown. And it was fake. It was all meant to get me what? Yeah, wow, you know, come, let's link up. Eh? But I knew it was nonsense. Eh? Okay. Hallelujah. So it is sad. Eh? You see now, these are the things. Eh? Now it is sad that, again, this dimension of dreams gets abused. And people what? And now, so we can reach a time when now people have like, because of now what happened, eh? When people played each other with what? Those things. Okay? Everything, this, you know, they get to know about. Oh, I dreamt it. Okay? Ukaro will tell them, hey, by the way, I have a new car. Ah, now I understand the dream I had. Then Juliana, okay, with Teddy. Oh, I got a guitar. Ah, I had that dream a month ago. I'm telling you, they began and they were playing LAT guys. And for some reason, okay, you are falling for them. But because I usually don't want to get involved in your business, you understand? Okay? My work is not to be in your lives, by the way. That comes as a shock at some of you, but it's a truth. Okay, my work is to minister the word and to, you know, maybe I'm supposed to be in your lives, but like 2%, 2%, known to what, the what, you know, often your mulimu, sentemeka, fast fruits, what, you know, okay, yeah, but these things are sad, by the way, okay, but for some reason, okay, even as I talk now, okay, some of you, you know, yeah, you just don't want to get it. But God is good. God is what? God is good. So, yeah, Elijah is coming back, amen? So we're supposed to be like Elijah or John the Baptist. They prepare the way, okay, preach righteousness, amen, to our friends, Meanwhile, there is a girl, a lady. She's, we used to be friends, you know. I was first friends with her, then friends with her husband when we were in med school. And we remained friends. Eh? But now when I sent her this thing of Chagulanyo, She responded and said that, what? What would you prophesy? You are their buddies. As in, I guess she meant like the first what? Family. I was like, yeah, yeah. Of all people, this lady, I thought she knew it. Then I was like, maybe because at one time I was so close to one of the first family people. Yeah, and I was like, of all people. Eh? So I was like, so it means someone who's not in their circles should prophesy. You understand? Eh? So that means that her, now she would prophesy the opposite. Eh? It implies that. Eh? And this lady Bambi is a Moroccan. But I realized that Bambi, I've been to be no very more feelings, ninji, as in, eh? No, as in. I'm like, okay, you give your vote to Muntu, you understand? Eh? Give your vote to your friend, to Alan's friend. Who's your friend? Eh? Katumba. By the way, Katumba is this guy's friend. I'm not joking. He stays in Chwatwe somewhere, you know, eh? After Sinabel on that road, eh? He's somewhere. They're friends with this guy. But don't give it to this guy who is in real deep occult, you know, eh? Glory be to God. Okay? Then I was in Bulindo somewhere. Some guy had called me for coffee. So I went there. Then when I got there, even handed me an envelope. 500,000, okay? A guy who's not saved, eh? Okay? But he got money to do his house, to finish his house, the tiles. So he's like, man, pastor here, you know, eh? Can you give me the most, you know, eh? Is that your hobby? Untare, whatever. I was shocked, eh? Anyway, while I was there, I met an OB from medical school. You know, I hadn't seen him in years. Eh? So, hey, what's up? Then the guy said, do you know what guys are saying about your post? Because I'm not on that group, it's just nonsense. Eh? Okay, some doctors, it's just nonsense. So I'm not on the group. So when the guy, he showed me. Then I read one of the, and some guy had posted it there. I don't know where he got it from. So some guy, okay, had said that, now let us not listen to the white prophets. Let us listen to our own doctor, you know, prophet. Our own, you know, eh? Hey. Then he says that, but I hope he didn't write this after receiving a brown envelope from Sevo. Anyway, glory be to God. So, John the Baptist, Elijah, we're supposed to be like that, eh? Prepare the way of the Lord. Amen? Yeah, now, yeah, there's also someone in the Bible who was like John the Baptist, who was like Elijah, okay? He called people to repentance. And that person is Noah. Okay, Noah. You know that language? A Semitic language, Hebrew, Ivrit, okay? Hebrew is called Ivrit, okay, for your own information, okay? 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 5 says that God did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of the 8 people, a preacher of righteousness. Okay, Noah, huh? Can't you say it in English, eh? Like with an accent, okay? Noah was a preacher of what? Righteousness. Okay? We are in the day, you know, eh? When the day when being a preacher of righteousness, eh, is equated to being a preacher of legalism, you know, eh? You go and start saying that, what? You are a preacher of righteousness. People's minds will go, you know, eh? They will say, man, you've lost it. You're a cult, preacher of righteousness. You're supposed to be a preacher of grace. Yeah? The gospel, in fact, they say that word with an accent, the gospel, you know. Eh? Noah, before the law, before the, you know, Sinai, Noah was the preacher of what? Righteousness. Okay? And all of us are supposed to be preachers of righteousness. Okay? And his preaching was to help people not to be wiped out by the flood. And that flood was sent by God. It was sent because of people's sin. Okay? Just like in a few years from now, the wrath of God is coming. Eh? You all know that. Eh? Okay? After the tribulation, we shall be raptured. And then after the rapture, God is going to pour out his wrath on sinners. Glory be to God. Okay? So, Noah was a what? A preacher of righteousness. And we're supposed to be like that. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. You should begin calling yourself a preacher of what? Righteousness. Okay? Just to create kawozi, you know, and what? A starter for like a conversation. Say, I'm a preacher. God has called me to preach righteousness. I'm a preacher of righteousness. Okay? But some of you are cowards. You don't, you want to be at peace with everyone, at peace with the devil. You're like, man, if I disturb the devil, he might what, you know, eh? He might give my girlfriend to another guy. So for me, those things of control, what, eh? Those are for past, you know? Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7 says that by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he, that he, I believe is God, eh? By which he, God, condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. So here we see that Noah believed the coming wrath of God and obeyed God's escape plan. Okay? Build an ark. Okay? And of course, later I told him, enter. Alright? Now, we're supposed to preach for God to accept God's escape plan. Escape from his wrath. Okay? And it is essentially knowing that the Lord is coming, believing in him, and also walking as he would want us to walk. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, we all know, or if you don't know, I will let you know that Noah was a righteous man in a wicked generation. In fact, there are some people who say that the wickedness in those days, we haven't seen it yet, as in the wickedness that was in Noah's days. Okay. Hallelujah. It was bad that God had to wipe out all humans, apart from 8 souls. Because it was bad. Hallelujah. Like we should see in Genesis chapter 6. In Genesis chapter 6 from verse 1 it says that now it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born to them that the sons of God, I'll tell you, this is referring to angels. The angels saw the daughters of men that they were beautiful and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. Okay? Angels, okay, had sexual relations with women. Okay? Have you heard of those things in this age? There are a few stories of the kind. But this thing was real, and they got kids. But then, have you heard of these things of women who give birth like to snakes? Have you heard? Yes or no? Are those things real? If you think they are real, raise your hand. Don't fear peer pressure. Raise your hand if you think they are true. If you think they are not true, raise up your hand. Okay? Have you been to Emu, eh? Be truthful. Auntie, I'm Like, I'm now free. I'm not being what, you know, what, yeah? Okay? Some of those things are true, eh? Some of those things are what? They're true. Hmm? Eh, the supernatural, what? Those things are what? They are true. As in guys who are reading those deep occultic things, eh? Witchcraft and what, eh? Okay? Yeah, those things are true. Those things are what? True. Alright? Yeah, you listen to Luganda, what? Christian, what? Station. Muli just could star, you know. Okay, but listen to those guys, man. Eh? Okay, those things are true. Those things are what? Eh, they are true, eh? You know that. I know people in this church who know those things. Nemwe mudawu muruzungu, you know, eh? That's why our zungu, they have messed you up, eh? Yeah, dreams, dreams. You see, but dreams are real. In the Bible, these things are real. Because why, you know, eh? Okay, so these things are what? Okay, but now there's this other dimension, okay, where angels, okay, saw the daughters of what? Okay, the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves. Okay? Alright? And verse 4 says that these were the giants on the earth. So, he's talking about their kids, they got kids. And those kids, because their DNA was human DNA plus angelic DNA, if I should say, their kids were what? Giants. Okay, it says these were giants, eh? There were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Okay, those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Some of them you read about them in Greek mythology. Eh? Greek, eh? Where they tell stories of a girl who was how big and you know, eh? Okay, most of those things, eh? They have a what? A basis. The ancient world knew about this. Hallelujah. Okay, now this was the wickedness, okay, in the days of what? Of Noah. Okay? Angels, eh? Sons of God. Alright? Okay? Had intercourse, you know, and this wasn't like two chicks, eh? And two angels. You know, eh? And they had kids, eh? Twins, and then what? So they were like only four giants. This was on a mass scale. Hallelujah. So they were human beings with corrupted DNA. They were not really human, you know, eh? But they were human, but they were not, eh? Okay? Nga Twitter nabo, you know, eh? Hallelujah. Do you understand what that means, eh? Okay? Then one of them comes and he wants what? To kwanjula whatever your daughter. A guy, man, who's what? A fake. So, now, this is one of the reasons why God had to what? Apparently, to send the flood. Eh? Because you remember, Jesus had to come, eh? And he had to come as a pure, like a man, 100% man DNA. You do understand? Eh? And now the enemy had corrupted a scheme, rather had come up with a scheme to make sure that Jesus didn't come. Because remember, he has to come through man, okay, with human DNA, okay, and now the DNA of the entire race is being corrupted. And if that succeeds, then, you know, Jesus will never come to save the world. You see, eh? And so what was God's response? He had to wipe out what? The earth. To wipe out humans. And all those what? Those giants, eh? Hallelujah. Amen? So, verse 5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. You know, there's nothing good in their thoughts. Eh? They're seated here, but what they are plotting, bloodshed, what, you know. Eh? Okay? And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth. And he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and all those things. Verse 8 says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found what? Grace. Okay? He found what? Grace. Okay? But do you know why he found grace? Do you know why he found grace? He was righteous and he found grace. Okay? So grace is not only for what, you know, it's just a grace, you know, this guy, the only reason why he was saved, okay, why he found grace was because he was righteous. Okay? Verse 9 says that this is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man. Have you seen it? Noah was a what? A just man. Eh? Other versions use the word a righteous man. And that is why he found grace. There is no sinner who's going to heaven. Who's going to find grace to go to heaven? When it comes to the things of going to heaven, or of being here on the earth for 1,000 years with the Lord in his kingdom and you're reigning with him, no sinner is going to find grace. You understand? You can, now like Museveni, you know, in 2016, he found grace in the eyes of the Lord to be president. Okay? He wasn't a righteous man. Okay? Museveni has never been a what? A righteous man. And people think that I don't know that. People think I do. Even when I write it, for some reason people don't see it. Because that is not the subject matter. Do you understand? There are guys I've talked to on phone, and I've told them that Museveni is what? The thing, there are many bad things he's doing. Do you understand? Then I tell them, however, for reasons which I don't know, God has always wanted him. Okay? But I tell them this guy is doing many wrong things. All right? Hang up. 30 minutes later, a guy sends me a message like he didn't hear what I said. Do you understand? There's a guy I want to, but I can't Bambi block him. Because I talked to this guy. I've talked to this guy for 5 years. I'm like, I understand what you're saying. But for reasons which I don't know, you know, God is wiser than us. Maybe 4 years, I've talked to this guy, guys have stolen money, guys have done this. Okay? However, and then there is no, who tells you that the guy who come after him is not going to work? Because all these guys are, they're all thugs. Do you understand? Well, not all of them, but as in, these are human beings. And they have secret agendas which they can't tell you. But when they get on the throne, then they will show you. You understand? And this is a country. It has limited resources. No one is going to give jobs to everyone. No president can do that. Do you understand? It's not there. The guy who tells you that is lying. Do you understand? But they know it, but they can't say it because they know that you should know. You understand? Okay? No guy is going to every neighborhood in Kampala to be like Naguru. Techili yo. Everyone to be the same, you know, Hallelujah. It ain't gonna what? It can't happen. So anyway, the guy just keeps saying to me, I was like, but you guy, I told you, we're on the same one. You know, but I can't block him because I'm like, I still need to be an influence around him, especially because of his salvation, because I doubt whether that guy is born again. So I just, you know, I just keep reading. But these days I don't respond. And I don't read even or listen to what I just see his name then, whatever, then delete the message. But I don't want him to know that. Because I'm like, he say, even a pastor who I trusted, now you understand? So I just, for him, I'm keeping him around for salvation, what? Papa says, you can say I'm a good guy. Hallelujah. I mean, I doubt whether that guy is born again. Hallelujah. All right? Yes, glory be to God. So where were we? Okay? Yeah, he was a just man, perfect in all his what? Now, some people say that when it says that perfect in his generations, that it actually means he had pure human DNA. You understand? Because remember, DNA of mankind had been corrupted by the sons of, and Noah was what? Perfect. So some people say, yes, it means, yes, he was, a writer, but it also means he had perfect DNA. Okay? And as you know, he begat Shem, and through Shem, Jesus came. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Say amen. Glory be to God. You're all looking at me like I get envelopes from what? From Osevo. Hallelujah. I'm their buddy. Which people? Hallelujah. Even Joseph Okia, we are friends, but now we're not so close because I'm on my own things. He's on his own, Okay. Glory be to God. Okay. Though somehow I called him by mistake, I think on Wednesday. By mistake, and actually didn't know. You know Joseph Okia? Yeah, by mistake, And I didn't know that I'd called him. So, like in the day, I received a call from him. Okay? Then I'm like, he's like, hey, Mose, what's up? I'm like, hey, what's up? Then he's like, I found a missed call. I was like, really? I'm sorry, Then he told me that, hey, by the way, your article is causing controversy. And I didn't actually put it even on our group. Controversy. That's when he tells me about it. But we don't even talk about it. And he knows that what? Because at times we have a group and I write the bad things Musawen has done. You understand? So I don't think he really likes me that, Joe? Yeah, so. Hallelujah. So. Concerning going to heaven, no one is going to find grace and you just enter heaven, you're a sinner there, oh man, I found grace. You can find grace on this for this other what? Earthly things. Like I said, I'm 7 to be president, the grace of God. You understand? Probably, by the way, it is not true that what? Anyway, yes, you see, for a job, you can find grace. Okay, you can be a very bad man, a very bad guy. Then you find grace and you get a nice cheek. Okay, yeah, those things. But concerning eternity, no one, no sinner is going into heaven and say, man, I found grace. Then you find us inside there and say, man, but guy, I found grace. It's not there. Okay, it's not what? It's not there. Okay? It's not. These are the things, yes. Hallelujah. You didn't, go to school, but you found grace and for some reason God made you rich and be, you didn't do this, whatever, you don't have an academic qualification, but you find grace and you get, you understand? For us, the thing here, but concerning eternity, don't be deceived. Hallelujah. Okay, Noah found grace to escape the flood because he was a what? A righteous man. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Matthew chapter 24, verse 37 says that as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. I listened to Periston like 2 weeks ago, and he said that he realized recently that this term or phrase, giving in marriage, actually in Greek, according to him, it refers to homosexual marriages. Okay? You can go and look it up, okay, if you want. But I listened to Perry Stone, and he said that, okay? So he said, for us in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. It's going to be like that, okay? Baba Bulila, leave Bobby Wine alone. Okay, all right. People are like, wow, you know, No one was saying these guys, you remember he was a preacher of what? Righteousness. Okay, preach to these guys, turn from your ways, you know? But it says, and life was, as usual, people were having a blast. Okay, you remember last week we saw, the two witnesses who most probably is Moses and Elijah were killed, okay? Before the rapture, okay, they were murdered, and guys sent each other gifts, okay? You understand? Now this is before the wrath comes, shortly before we are raptured and the wrath. You know, guys were, so it's like that. You know, life was like guys were having a blast, okay? Until the day that Noah did what? Entered the ark, and they did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Hallelujah. Okay. Yeah, Jesus said he's coming back soon. Nah. You see, But okay, even if he's not coming back in 20 years or tomorrow, you might not be here tomorrow. Do you understand? You might not be here tomorrow. You might die tomorrow. And then, man, you what? You meet your maker, like they say. And then the guy say, what? You remember the story of Prosy Molinde? I've told you that story. You understand? She didn't have to wait for the what? The rapture. Well, not that she didn't have to wait, but according to the days appointed for her, she wasn't going up to the rapture. You understand? So those things are about Jesus said, he never come back. And I say, Jesus said, remember when he was going to heaven? He did this. You've heard that nonsense? But again, I'm going to call her what? 2,000 years. First of all, where does it say that when he was going to heaven, he did this? It's just those funny pictures, guys, what? Guys draw Jesus looking like a Caucasian. Jesus looked like Arabs. You know that, Really, Jesus looked like Arabs. Because those guys, it is the same family. Jews, Arabs, Jesus looked like what? An Arab. And some of you who don't like Arabs, I've messed you up, Jesus looked like an Arab. He was a Middle Easterner. These stupid pictures you see, Jesus ngali ngomuzungu, they're a big lie. And at the Last Supper, Jesus wasn't seated at the table. Gabana, big dining table, what chairs, That is a lie. Hallelujah. Those guys used to sit down like this, So, European things have what? They have added there. Anyway, so, hallelujah. Okay, so the Son of Man will come when guys are still thinking that all is well. Okay, then he says, verse 40, then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Now this is talking about the rapture. Two men will be what? In the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other left. Okay? Two women will be singing. Okay? Not in LAT. Okay? In some church. One will be what? Taken, the other left. Most people say that Jesus will come back like at midnight. They have scriptures. We show that. And I don't know, but yeah. So if that is the case, then I think those two women, it will be like an overnight. Overnight. You know. But there are two men in this, you know, sleeping. You know, eh? Hallelujah. Okay, brothers, twins. Then one guy was a preacher of righteousness. And what? Preacher and practitioner of righteousness. All right. But then these things are real. To be honest, let me be honest with you guys. Now, ideally, you should be motivated by basically being in heaven, living with God forever. Isn't it? You know, motivated by what? Love. Okay? You know, Now, that is really maturity. When your motivation is because you love the Lord, you want to live with Him forever, you go to heaven, then you come back with Him 1,000 years, then eternity. All right? Now, that is full what? Maturity. Now, I am honest with myself. Okay? And I want to be honest with you. Don't think your pastor has arrived, okay? And some of you, by the way, have arrived. And that's good. Now, for me, this whole thing called hell is the one which makes me what? Known to play games, man. You understand? So I'll be honest with you, at least for today. Today is what? 30th or 29th? Okay? Midday. You know, Right now. Maybe after service, I'll have matured. And I'm now motivated by living with the Lord forever in love. You know, But now, this whole thing of burning forever, it is one which makes me mad. You know, There's so many sins you guys want to do. I also want to do them for your own information. You understand? Okay? You remember? Elijah was a man with like passion, just like us. You understand? Okay? By the way, I am not Jesus. You understand? I am not God. I am a human being. You know, with like Noah, my DNA. You know, okay? The things you think about and you want to have, like, what, the best house somewhere? Well, that one I think it. But the things you think which are wrong, I think them. Because, like, we're together in this thing. Glory be to God. I got saved just like you got saved. I wasn't born again. Do you understand? I wasn't born what? Born again. Alright? There's sometimes you do want to tithe and you don't tithe. Even me. When I went to Nina Santezo. You understand? You're like, what? Pastor, I thought, why a giver? You see, I'm like you. Hallelujah. Okay? Married men. The times when I'm not happy with my wife. You know, So don't think, Pastor, Pastor man, I must be loving you. You ask her. Glory be to God. Okay, but I'm like you, Bruce. You understand? Okay, I'm like you. Okay? Of course, Most probably, well, there's one who's better or worse than the other. But still, we're in the same what? We're in the same club. Glory be to God. Amen? So anyway, yeah, this thing called fire forever. Eh? The guys who say that, yeah, you know, after some time, people will be taken out of heaven, of hell. After they have suffered, but you know, eh? Now, those things, if they are true, Simani, it is not in the scriptures, eh? But I wish it was true. After guys have paid, then they cry out, okay, come on, now we believe you, you understand? Eh? And God say, yeah, you've paid enough, out. You understand? Eh? That is good news, eh? If it is true. Eh? But if it is true, or if it were true, still being in fire for just a minute, do you understand? Eh? Okay. And the Bible says where the fire is never quenched, okay, worms don't, you know, eh? Even if you know Bobby Lozako, eh? My friend, eh? You try to make sure that you get rid of stuff, eh? That gets you to sin. Eh? By the way, as I say that, please understand that, that I sin. You understand? I sin, eh? All right, so I haven't yet arrived, you know, anyway, you see, eh? Like, things, eh? You know, eh? Hallelujah. One of the things I've been thinking, I began thinking about it, but it doesn't mess me up a lot, eh? So I'm like, that one, I can't, you know? But I don't know. It is to stop watching women's tennis. Okay, I've been thinking about it, and I like, okay, because in my house there's what a tennis fan, you know, eh? And somehow you know you wanna see who's winning, eh? Because it's interesting, you know, But and my wife has been watching tennis forever, so she told me that man, those remember when we were young, they're called skirts, women, they're called what for sports, eh? They're called what? Anyway, those whose cats, they were here. Then in 1990, they came here. Then in 95, now it's what? Ah, then there is athletics, which is actually what, you understand? Eh? Being, I'm like, you know, eh? Do you know, eh? The world is so evil, and we don't see how evil it is because we were like born in it. So we are like, we even don't see. But you bring your great-grandmother, eh, who was around during colonial days, and she looks at that, the woman will faint. She will faint. What is this girl who won a gold for UG? For Nakai. Your grandmother will faint. And Uganda that's celebrating, then she poses for a peak, what, you know, eh? What, wins a gold medal, eh? But, you know, eh? Man, it's so, anyway, eh? What I'm saying that this whole thing for me right now, I read Rick Joyner, and tells me how we should be motivated by the love of God and being with Him forever. And I agree that should be the real motivation. But I'm honest with you, and I think I'm like Andrew. Andrew must also be right now being motivated by that. Based on a dream he had last year. Hallelujah. Now, yeah, the point is, you guys, don't play with this health thing. Eh? Please. Hallelujah. Sometimes I play with it. Okay? Again, I told you, I'm like you know, eh? Hallelujah. But I'm what? Glory be to God. I can't afford now like to come here, okay? You remember? Christmas is coming. Christmas is for spending dimes, you understand? Splashing dimes. Now I'm talking about COVID, what is saying, what? Catch what about the protest? People don't know the future. So I want to buy J.O. centers on a bank, you know, eh? People are going to hold on to. I hear all those things. And so I can come here because Christmas is coming. Then I'm like, now I need to find a way of getting money out of Lydia. You understand? Couldn't I go to have a blast Christmas, take Eden, you know, Hallelujah, ice cream, All right? But man, there is this thing called fire, You understand? I can't do that. Glory be to God. When I see what preachers are doing, you're like, do these guys know that what? That is fire. You know, Some of them actually are not preachers, they are witches. Like this Yiga guy who died. That guy was a witch. And it should have been obvious to everyone. That guy was a witch doctor. Okay. Then Kayanja went there for funeral. He told guys that Temuva Mukaniseno. Don't leave. You know, we take it, you know, farther than your late part. You know, I think, now, yesterday, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? Someone sent, then he left, and his son is now in charge, Yiga's son. So someone sent me a thing yesterday when now, I think this Sunday, there's a special service, okay, at that church, okay? A special service today. You can go there after here. I think, there's going to be anointing. Anointing oil, you know. And come with 100,000. As in, you know, it's there, you know, today. Did you see it, Esther? You know, today, what? Anointing oil, what? Come with what? As in, thugs like Mondo. You know Mondo? I guess he's a thug proper. Okay. Now those are our what? And you see, these Anglicans and Catholics are also, their intentions are not good. Now like your friend, your prime minister, your particular, Maiga, he went at the funeral of Yiga and told guys that, you know, and he told guys, Abasumba Baba Lokole, you know, pastors of the Pentecostal, stop your issues, wrangles, you understand? Asumba Baba Lokole, Mulekilao, you know? So now, these guys know that these guys are thugs, but they call them Abasumba Baba Lokole. So, in a sense, they're implying that this Baba Lokole thing is just fake. You understand? So they are basically telling whoever is hearing that this is how these guys are. Do you understand? So you can see these guys, they also want to, this is how they are. They are thugs, but you know, don't let us know of your what issues. You're all thugs. That is the implication. Hallelujah. So anyway, these guys, you wonder whether they know about hell. For those who are really saved, okay? Because the things one guy is doing, the money playing, the thuggery, you're like, do these guys what? But I think they're like, I think as they do that, they pray that God, man, before you take me, just let me know. Just let me know, please, you know, life is tight, God, now be money. So if I'm going tomorrow, Monday, please let me know on Sunday so that I can repay, you know, because it is, you can't explain it. Hallelujah. So two men will be wherever, one will be taken. Now, that's talking about the rapture. And God wants you to be what? Part of it. Hallelujah. God wants you to be what? Part of it. And he wants you, Wambi, to be a preacher of righteousness. Remember? That's the point. Hallelujah. Okay? This is a joke. Okay? Tell your fellow sinners. Okay? That man, let us stop. Your fellow sinners, you guys, man, let us stop. Because we might burn. Okay? We might what? We might burn. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In conclusion, 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 1. It says that, beloved, okay, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts and saying, where is the coming? Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Scoffers. Hallelujah. Let's jump to verse 8. Verse 8 says that, but beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, okay, the promise of his coming, as some count slackness, but is long suffering. Okay? Long suffering means he's patient. Okay? And it is more than patience, but it is long suffering. You endure. He endures. Okay? He's long suffering toward who? Toward who? Which us is he talking about? Which us is he talking about? He's talking about us. Remember, he's talking about who? The beloved. And say he's long suffering towards us. Us, the church. Okay? But of course, it also includes to those who are not born again. Glory be to God. So long suffering here is not referring to only people who are not saved. Okay? But primarily, according to me, okay, first of all, it means us. Okay? He would have said he's long suffering towards them. But he says he's long suffering towards who? Us. Juliana, am I doing a good interpretation job? Hallelujah. The lawyer said I'm what? I'm doing good. Okay? He's long suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish. Which any is that? The any is part of the us, isn't it? Yes. So this is talking about believers. He is not willing that any believer should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Hallelujah. Okay. The repentance John the Baptist was talking about. Okay. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. Bear fruit, Father of repentance. Okay, the only people who can bear fruit for the repentance are Christians. Do you understand? Okay? Hallelujah. Verse 10. But the day of the Lord, you remember? The other guys were saying, it has been like this since our great grandfathers, they died a long time ago, and they have been to be Charlie, the same old. Okay? But he said that, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat, both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Now, this is talking about when now there will be, okay, new heavens and a new earth. How is that going to happen? By the burning up of this that exists, okay, which is actually a renovation. Okay, because the heavens, the sky, and the earth, okay, was all affected by the fall of Adam. So it is going to be renewed. Okay? So the new heavens and the new earth, it is actually a renewed heaven, a renewed sky. And, it's going to be renovated by, with, by, or with fire. Okay, verse 11, therefore, okay, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? Okay, remember, he's not talking to non-believers. He's talking about the beloved, the us. Okay, and he says, okay, he's talking about holy conduct and godliness. Glory be to God. Man, I look forward to a day when we shall be many, like LAT, many people, and when the majority of the people in the church are holy, you know. I look forward to that day. I think about it, I'm like, gaba, man, in your church, I'm a guy, but look at dollar. Pastor, where are we? Pastor, I'm hallelujah. Just a mwagala ko, I'm 7. Naye, ne guy mulokole. Hallelujah. Okay. About 2 or 3 years ago, my wife has an office car and a driver. So, her driver told her, and the driver is a Muslim. So the driver, told her, that I think your husband is very religious. Okay? Well, I don't know what to him that term means. Maybe it meant he's really saved. He said he's very religious. He said, because if he wanted, he would be like the Bujingos. Do you know how much money those guys have? Tell him, my wife, I think your husband is very religious. Okay? Do you know the amount of money the Bujingos have? Okay. And so we should all have that same government. What we need, like worship team, LAT. Bagamba, a worship team, balokolabo. They're not just badongo, what, you know? Okay. To do msanga, worship team. Okay. Ajira mukama. Okay, then. Okay, at 3 p.m., I'll in a, what? Chameleon, what? They call him what? What is it called in Uganda? What? Any of those things which, those events which they what? I remember one time we had an instrumentalist here, years ago, okay? And I think, it was a Sunday. Yeah, Sunday. So anyway, so after the service, you know, we looked for a place to watch soccer with some guys. You can see I'm like you, okay? Today I'm going to sleep like at 11 or midnight. Really? Which I have to catch. Most probably I'll catch one. Remember? Arsenal 8:30. Then there's City, I know. Women are like, but men are fake. No football, just running after ball. What? And so we look for a place to catch soccer. We couldn't find a place. We ended up a cellar. Is it called a cellar? A hotel, yeah? That side. Because we have to catch this match by all means. And so we ended up there. Now, when we got there, lo and behold, man. One of the, what? Buddy, it's not Andrew. And this is a long time ago. Okay. So, no, it went, Andrew. And you don't know the person because I haven't said. So, there was some secular, really evil thing, you know, an instrumentalist was one of. Man, the moment the guy saw us, he froze. And Bambi, I felt sorry. I was like, I wish I didn't come. You know, I love you. So, when I meet you in sin, it's me, by the way, who wants to duck. Because I'm like, I wish I didn't come. Now she's going to feel bad. You know, Like, I don't rejoice. You see, I've gotten you, you know, But, you know, I was like, I wish I didn't. Because now, you know, So then after, during the event, actually, somehow he sent us a text. Now, explaining why, you know. You don't like these things, but what? Okay? Sometimes you want to pretend like you didn't see, you are not seen, you know, eh? Hallelujah. Amen? I don't know what we're talking about. Yeah, so holiness, eh? Grab your canis servant, walokwele. Eh? You know, eh? By the way, I want that. Hallelujah. But I know how it all begins. How to get there. How to achieve that. It starts on the pulpit. It starts on what? What is being said here. Okay? And it also starts with most of the things. Okay? Begin with, you know. Like if you wanna, the easiest way to mess up a family is to mess up the father, the head. You know, Okay? Bro, say amen. Hallelujah. If you mess up the father, okay? You understand? Most probably, unless the grace of God, okay? The thing is going to come down, you know, Okay? Churches, you know, I know churches, rather a church. It's like almost everyone in that church is a liar. Okay, and this church has produced many preachers over the years, great preachers. But there is this common denominator. Bagai Balimba. You understand? These guys won't fear to take a picture. Like they will go find a lame guy with crutches. And they will talk with a guy, agree on maybe a fee. And then what? Then the guy will hold the what? The crutches and take a picture and send it out. A lame man was healed. You see the crutches? I know these guys, as in almost every pastor, guys lie. And you can see where it comes from. Okay? The pastor that says, again, is a liar. Lying, exaggeration. You know, Almost all guys actually who come from there, but now some have an accent. Okay? Because that's how the guys speak. So all guys have to appear like what? They've been to New York for 2 years. Most of the things begin here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, Musabile, hallelujah, Remember, I'm like you, All the sins, most of the sins you want to do, apart from drugs, I've never been there when I want to take drugs, Cocaine, So that I can get a high, so that I can come and preach in power, Gandhi, Hallelujah. So, because the Lord is coming, we should pay special attention to holy conduct and what? Godliness. Okay? Godly what? Godliness. Okay, verse 14, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14 says, therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, which things? The coming of the Lord and the new heaven and the new earth, be diligent. Be what? Be diligent. Other versions say, make every effort. Hallelujah. Having to be same what? Effort. Hallelujah. Effort. Okay? In these days, guys are like, effort? That is human. It's called what? What is effort? When you try, you're putting in something. It's what you're supposed to do and to achieve. It's called what? He said, no, that is now legalism. You're putting in your effort, your energy. No. It's called what? It's supposed to be effortless change. You understand? You've heard those things, I know. Effortless what? Hallelujah. But remember, we're all the same. You understand? None of you has gotten an envelope from 7. Even me haven't gotten an envelope. So when I what? Okay, for, you know, yes, there's the grace of God, the empowerment of God, but you have to work. You know, remember, we are co-workers. Co-what? Co-workers, co-laborers. You have to do something. The Holy Spirit is a helper. He doesn't do everything. He's a what? A helper. That's what the Bible says. A helper doesn't do everything. He helps you not to sin. He helps you to obey the commandments of God. But you have to do something. Have you understood? So be diligent to be found by Jesus in peace, without spot and blameless. Have you seen? Eh? Be what? Diligent. Eh? To be found by Jesus in peace. Okay? Without spot and blameless. You have a part to play. Okay? In being found without spot and blameless. Glory be to God. Verse 15. And consider, okay, know that the long suffering of our Lord, okay, he is delaying to come, if there's something like that, is salvation, of our Lord is salvation. As also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given him, has written to you. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, speaking in them of which things? These things, the coming of the Lord, how you should be found spotless and blameless, how you should be diligent, how you should put in some effort, okay? He says that Paul has also written about these things, okay, in his letters, okay? In which the letters, you know, there are some things which are hard to understand. Now, did Peter say that he didn't understand Paul's things? There is a teaching that Peter confessed that he didn't understand some of them. They're too hard. He didn't understand them. Did he say that? But now you see, that's why they say that even Peter didn't understand the grace gospel Paul was preaching. You haven't heard those things. But Peter, did he say that some stupid people, in fact, he said that what? What does he say? Okay. Yeah, things which are hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction. Who was twisting Paul's things? The guys was writing the letters too. So these are believers. So they twisted Paul's what? Message. Okay. And the twisting had consequences. It's where you just twist and nothing happens. You're going to heaven. What? You know, the grace of God. Once saved, always saved. You twist what? You know, you know. He said to their own what? Destruction. Okay? Okay? Paul, you know, guys said Paul. And Paul said the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom. He said it. Peter is saying guys twist those things to their own what? Destruction. Okay. And they're untaught and unstable. Okay. They twist them as they also do the rest of the scriptures. Hallelujah. Amen. Last verse. Therefore, okay, you beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness being laid away with the error of the wicked. Okay, believer can be laid away, okay, by the error of the wicked. They also become wicked, and when that happens, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. Now, be like John the Baptist, be like Noah, preach these things, tell them to your loved ones. Glory be to God. All right, that they may be ready for the coming of the Lord. Because according to Esther Mayani, okay, the Lord is coming back in how many years? Around 14 years. According to Elizabeth Mujimba, same message, that the Lord is coming back. But even if he wasn't coming back in 14 years, okay,
You know, you can die tomorrow. Hallelujah. You're not going to die. Okay? But, yeah, you know, some people are not going on until 34. Hallelujah. Some of them are they're just stupid. They're being involved in protests. A bullet gets you. You know, I was talking to the young man who was in the account. Remember that guy, Nsobuga, who was down there, okay, with the Grace Rebecca guys, you know. So he was telling me that what people don't understand is that these things, the packed Bobby Wine men, one of the things it's supposed to offer, it's supposed to offer blood, life. So he said that some of these things, he said, because you remember, this guy has insight, he was in those things. He said some of these killings that are happening, were chintwe chambala naba sirikali. You understand? Something which they wouldn't do. You understand? This thing, you guys, it is spiritual. It causes them now to shoot because, remember, they want blood. They want life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.